Now let's turn our attentions to matters of the Central Goldfields Shire. CEO Lucy Roffey joins us. Lucy, morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you. So next week you get a day off from this show because, of course, it is Australia Day. And tell us about what's planned in the Central Goldfields Shire.
Yeah, well, get a day off from this show, but it's an early start. We've got a breakfast at 8:30 for families and for free in the station domain in Maryborough. So official proceedings will start at 9:15, and as usual, we'll have the Australia Day Awards, which include the Citizen of the Year, the Young Citizen of the Year, and Community Award of the Year. And also, we'll have a citizenship ceremony, and this year we've got 8 residents who'll become Australian citizens. That's always a very special part of our ceremony. So, looking forward to Australia Day, but we also have lots of other events across the Shire. So, Talbot's starting at 8 a.m, Carisbrook at 10:30 a.m, Denali at 10, and Bialaborough holding theirs at 11 o'clock.
Right. Well, all the very best to everyone, and congratulations again to those new citizens as well. That's very exciting stuff. Now, pop-up playgroups are happening in various parts of the Shire. Give us the details of those.
Yeah, great. So we've got pop-up playgroups both in Denali and Maryborough. So Denali on Thursday the 20th of January, and Maryborough is going to be Monday the 24th of January in the Station Domain Playground. So families are welcome. It's a fantastic opportunity to meet other people and make new friends for children. So just need to contact our supported playgroup facilitators, Trish or Jane, and the contact details will be on our website.
Lovely stuff. And had a bit of a VIP in town last week in Denali, so the new library up and running?
That's right. We're very lucky to host the Minister for Local Government, and Minister for Local Government actually oversights the Living Libraries grant program, and we received $140,000 towards this project. And we're able to find a permanent home for our Denali Library. So previously it was set up in an old church hall, and now it's got a permanent home in the former police station. So this is part of the historic precinct in Denali, and it was really nice to be able to reuse the police station for a purpose such as a library. And it looks terrific. It's very small and cute, but it actually packs a big punch. And it means now the library's open Tuesdays 9 till 1 and Thursdays 1 to 5. So lots of opportunity for people in Denali to access the library. And they can, of course, access any books anywhere in the whole library system. So it's nice to have a permanent place to go, though, and sit and take children and have a read.
Yeah, certainly. I was going to say, when you found out you had the 140 grand, you might thought to yourself, God, you wouldn't read about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Very exciting news at the time.
I'll workshop that one. Always good to chat, and have yourself a great week and a happy Australia Day, and we shall talk to you in 2 weeks, Lucy.
Great. Thanks very much.
Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire on our Shire Whip Around here on the Wake Up Call.